kind of be politically homeless, because I don't.
Right.
Of course, I identify with the Democratic Party because of who I am, and that, you know, Trump is who he is, and there's no way I could ever put that R behind my name. But, you know, there are a lot of good middle of the road people. There's just a lot of homeless people in this system that we've created.
You know, Karen and I attended the Jefferson County Commission meeting yesterday, or at least part of it. They struggled mightily to get through the minutes.
That was pathetic.
And it was an example of inability to govern, I think. I mean, we weren't there long enough maybe to make that judgment. Okay, I plan on, you know, thinking more. Obviously, do a little more research.
Well, I stayed another hour. I was true to my New Year's resolution of trying to stomach sitting through that. I did stay.
Well, did they make any progress after the public comment section at all?
Remind me when you left. Did you?
I left right after Danny and Mr. Tabb did their public comments,
right?
Because I got my son was calling.
So
me.
you heard.
I heard Danny's rant. Yes,
and, right.
I know.
And Danny, you heard. You heard the fellow commissioner Krause ask him to step aside.
That whole thing. Yes, right.
Yes.
Oh yeah. Oh, Krause. They want Stolliper gone or something. Or yeah.
So what? You know, I, having studied many years of nonverbal communication as a sign language interpreter, I look at body language a lot. And my take on Steve Stolliper is he is large in physical stature and he is a coward. He could not speak. He could not look anybody in the face. He is disrespectful. He would not look at anyone when they were speaking. He spoke as if you hearing him doesn't matter. It was frankly atrocious. And it's no wonder, as was said yesterday, the West Virginia Jefferson County Commission is a laughingstock.
Yeah,
he represents every quality of disastrous leadership and disrespectful leadership that I've ever seen.
And he's
so that was my take.
and the other faction there are outright Trumpers.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think that's a good opportunity for. You know, it, call them progressives or commies or whatever. If you want an opening, then you have an opportunity right now to run on a simple good governance platform. And if you have, you know, probably for this county, maybe 10 organizers to help you to volunteer seriously, you can win. Because these guys are, they're made of hot air, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And the two Trumpers that we heard last, their protests against dictatorship are idiotic.
I mean,
and they're made of nothing. Anyway, so I think you got an opportunity here, and it's true that if the Democratic Party, as is currently evident, is unable to field candidates in many races. I think it's over almost 70% that they're unable to field candidates in, which is pretty serious weakness. Anyway, then it's an opportunity for independents, make a different kind of case. Problem is, you're not going to have that much money, and if you do have a lot of money, you're probably not going to be saying the right thing, to be truthful. But if you don't have money, you got to have organization. That's the only alternative. And when you have organization, you have to be able to have, you know, a meeting of minds about what can be agreed upon. And is that enough to get something moving? And so, but I can just tell, it's an interesting thing about when certain established parties or political forces become dysfunctional, it spreads. Like the Republican Party is in a terrible mess. And basically the Democrats, at least going, the historical Democrats in West Virginia, have been clobbered. You know, it was sustained almost completely by Senator Byrd's singular power in the United States Senate, that so much money could come back into West Virginia from the federal government, way much more than West Virginians ever paid in taxes to the federal government. Okay, way much more. Mm-hmm. And out of that, build a base that could compete with the coal industry. Byrd did that, and maybe it was the only thing he could have done. I don't, you know, it may be, you know, you always say, well, that turned out to have some weird consequences down the road once he was gone, and that spigot started to shut down, or at least get a lot less. And so it changed the political, like, now, so now what are you going to do? And even these, you know, enlightened projects on energy that they're talking about, you know, with the hub and stuff like that. You know, there's no indication that that's going to benefit or change the poverty equation in West Virginia. That would all depend on who's actually in control of those resources, you know.
Sure, exactly.
I mean, if it's all, you know, billionaire energy interests that have invested in it and are going to have pieces of it forever, well, it'll be just like the coal industry, only clean, but you'll still be getting robbed every day.
Right. There's that. Going back to your point about, you know, more independent-minded public servants being able to kind of step in at a place where we're at a stalemate, I think that is something that needs to be driven home more, that, you know, our divisive politics of the big D and big R are not getting anything done either. So why not give something new a try? Because we are paralyzed by these two letters in the alphabet. And it really is a sadness for generations to come. I mean, when I look back at the past, you know, 6-8 years of politics, it's disgusting. It really is a time in history that is just really ugly.
Yeah. Well,
when you think about future generations and you know, the prospects for them, it's pretty daunting.
What does it make you think about Rome? There we go. Who was the last Roman emperor to live in Rome? Was I can't remember. Was it Justinian? I can't remember. Somebody made the move to Constantinople. Turned out that's where most of the money went in the later Roman Empire. Something about the trade all over, you know, the Silk Road. And
Road caused all kinds of problems.
Well, it was really the...
Everybody wants what somebody else has, it's...
It was the only connection with things on the other side of the Himalayas. And you had to have only a certain kind of camel, I can't remember the name of it, would make the trip. Because you had these you had these bridges. In fact, it's on either side, these gigantic crevasses, right? You know, and they were you had about 3 foot wide path. You're going to try to get a camel and all your gear, you know, across.
Sounds like there was a lot of room for some funny business there.
Well, I mean, you would need a guide. That's for sure to get anywhere. And so I think that there were a whole bunch of peoples, and the Mongols certainly, when they became strong, did this. They did provide security after they conquered your particular domain, executed most of your leaders. But then you could volunteer for their army, and they'd help you out.
Well, back to the county commission meeting. After you left, the additional hour that I stayed was literally about the county purchasing Shepherdstown Fire Department's ambulance so they can share it with Shepherdstown, or purchasing new ambulances for the fleet that is aging. I did not catch his name, the head of the police and fire or fire departments who spoke. He had put together quite a packet of really just concise stats and a list of all the ambulances they have. I guess Shepherdstown remained a volunteer organization, and all of the others are serviced by the county. But, one thing that Trisha Jackson brought to light, because she was doing the right thing. She's representing her constituents in the district where she was elected, in Bolivar and the Mountain, I guess, in Harper's Ferry, is that they don't even have an ambulance in their
That's
repertoire.
True,
it has to come from one of the main fire departments.
Well, Harper's Ferry has a fire department.
Yeah, but they don't have an ambulance that is there all the time.
I got you. Okay.
Which, so they started talking, kind of arguing and talking about all these logistics, and Trisha Jackson thought it was unfair to, help the Shepherdstown department and share that one and share the cost of that one when there is a whole district that doesn't even have a first responding ambulance.
Well, does she want to have a first responding ambulance?
I'm just sitting there thinking, this is insane that every fire department doesn't have an ambulance.
But does she want one?
Yes.
She does want one. Oh. Okay.
So her point was,
who does she want to pay for it?
Don't buy Shepherdstown's and share the cost with them. They've already got one. Let's replace the aging ones in the county and make sure that every district has one. And I mean, it's so common sense to me, but Stoliper sat there through that entire hour of talking about a really important issue in the county. And think about all the development that's happening, especially in that section. I mean, the mountain is blowing up, and with development, so many new houses are going in up there. He did not utter one word, one opinion, nothing. I mean, he has nothing to offer.
Who's the guy that was sitting next to him?
I have to see his name in print. I don't want to, I don't want to mispronounce his name because it wouldn't sound right. So I don't know what district he represents. I need to look into that a little bit more.
Yeah, I need to do some more research about each of those folks. And so
But
Geography.
he was listening intently, and he had some comments, but he tried to make a motion that included like three different things. He is clearly green on like procedural
I see.
issues. He doesn't understand how it all works. So
Right.
Trisha Jackson had to correct him and say, "You can't make a motion with those three very different topics in one motion. Those are three different motions." So he needs to study a little bit more about how things work, which is
So,
it's complicated.
is Robert's Rules of Order part of the, is there a statute saying that the county will be run by some rules of order?
There is, and that's what the lady in front of us was commenting about, is that they keep breaking the rules of order.
I'm not sure that they're bound to a particular rules of order other than
We'll
ones
have
they
to
adopt
look
themselves.
into that.
Yeah, that's I mean, a lot of counties and they adopt their own statutes on rules of order, okay, which are seldom really Robert's Rules of Order, okay. Robert's Rules of Order presume an impartial president. And in real politics, that's a show, and you got to be, you know, if things, if the waters get turbulent at all, forget about that. The chair is going to abuse his authority. So, that used to happen in the labor movement all the time. But you appreciated someone that was really skilled at it. But a lot of times you just don't have those skills, and no one's and no elected authority is they're rarely going to defer to some independent parliamentarian. Okay,
Right,
that's
right.
they're not gonna they're not that all of a sudden someone's going to be running for parliamentarian rather than county commission. So, whatever.
I mean, it definitely piqued my interest to go back and learn more.
Yeah. And like the question of the ambulances is, I mean, I think those things cost about 100K a piece, don't they?
No, 300.
Gee, I'm just stuck in
There,
time, you know. I
you
never,
are, you are. You're
yeah.
so 2000.
Yeah, right. Well, I mean, worse. There I was talking about Lyndon Johnson and Richard Nixon, the disease, and I'm sure three quarters of or seven eighths of the audience know who the hell is he talking about? You know, shit. By the way, Ray did send a note saying he's sick.
Oh yeah, well,
So we'll talk to him some other time.
as is half the population, I think.
Yeah, I mean, I got. Talked to two other people this morning that were getting colds, or I don't know. There's RSV. Is that something going around, right? And then
It is
there's
something going around. That is not what
H1N.
I had. I actually had the flu. I had flu B.
Flu B. Oh, there's flu B,
There's a
H1N.
flu
I've
A
heard of
and a flu
H1N.
B.
And then there's some form of COVID still going around.
Yep, there certainly is.
I got a thing for shingles too. I got, man, I was wiped out the day after those shots. June the Lord. I felt like I needed to be put into a coffin, remain very still.
You got them all at one time. I guess they just
Yeah, that was, well,
freaking shoot you
maybe my
up all at
doctor's
once.
revenge. You know, you're old. If you don't get all these shots, you know, you'll probably not make it to the hospital. You know, like I'm.
Yeah, I've never gotten a flu shot, but after getting this flu this year, I might do it
You might.
because
Yeah, it's
that
true.
was pretty rough.
I know. There's all kinds of.
Apparently, people keep telling me, well, you're getting to be of the age, you know, that's what you want to hear all the time.
You want to hear that? That's great. Yeah, right. I know. Anyway, well, So, yeah, I think we should plan on returning. Maybe now that, remember, they alternate. The next one's at night, like at 6 o'clock at night on, well, 2 weeks from yesterday. But maybe we do a little bit of research. I was wondering whether any of them, I don't think they will agree to be on the radio. For example, Jane Tabb would be the most interesting, actually, to talk to. But I could ask her, but I don't know whether she would.
Is her relationship to the Tabb, to Dave Tabb, that spoke?
I think they're either cousins or siblings, one of the two.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. The same family. It's one of the, I mean, when you had her, what was the other woman that was on there? She quit finally for a long time. They had families that go way back to plantation history.
Oh, okay.
Huh. You know, big farm families. And
I knew the Tabbs were a big farm family. I can't remember the other person you're speaking about.
When Dale Manuel was on a long time, it might be interesting to get Dale on. He's a little more, he's more interesting. I get Jim, but he's so off the wall that I never understand what he's really talking about. Oh, a couple of times I do, and then I don't agree with him at all.
So, yeah.
Anyway, but we might get Dale or Lynn Widmeyer, one of the former commissioners, on to comment.
I would like to do that because, you know, I left with more questions than answers, all of right. course. It'd be nice to get Lynn on and talk about some procedural things.
Yeah, well, I mean, like, we went there and it looked like these are people not capable of governing, you know, anything.
I did actually hear from a reliable source that, you know, Lutz, is that his name, Danny Lutz?
Danny Lutz.
What he referred to when he said, I don't mean any disrespect, but you guys are laughing stock.
Yeah, right.
That there is truth to that. Apparently, there was a convention of civic leaders in Las Vegas, and someone from the county, not a commissioner, somebody from the county was there and introduced themselves to a person and said, yes, I'm from Jefferson County, West Virginia. And they got a big chuckle from the other person who was from out west.
Yeah.
And said, oh my God, we've heard about that place. It's a mess out there. Danny is not misguided in his take. And I mean, people are paying attention, and what is happening in Jefferson County has become a bit of a laughingstock, at the expense of all the residents.
Well, I think so. And, I don't know what the Democrats, I don't know why we have such weak candidates. I don't quite understand that. Well, I do. I have a theory about it, but most of my theories are wrong. So I just, you know.
Well, hopefully this time around we will, you know, win some of these local races. And
so,
you know, after sitting through those meetings, I don't know who would want to be a county commissioner, but.
Well, it's the only authority in the county, I believe, that has, well, I suppose the towns have no, they don't, actually. The county has almost complete taxing authority.
Right.
So if you want to do anything, and 80% of what every county does is education. That's where most of the money in every county in the country is spent.
Right.
Because U.S. education is funded primarily by property tax. So, so there is the nub of the whole thing. Why do you have a county government? Well, the main reason is to educate your children.
Right.
That's the primary reason. And to collect taxes on property. I mean, really, those are its two primary functions. And to hire a sheriff. That's the role of sheriff was originally to collect the taxes.
Exactly, yeah.
And so there you go. Now, you also have, you know, like all those committees that they ran through yesterday at the thing. Those are all... there must have been 30 committees they went through.
Oh, I know.
But only one consumes 80% of all the money, and that's education.
Right.
So I think, and it's also
Did you see the breakdown of, it's the three women that are on the majority of the committees doing most of the work, and...
Yes.
Everybody the two men were at the bottom of the list. And
I can't do anything in the middle of it.
Yeah, Stoliper only took two positions on committees. And all these women are, spending all of their evenings at these other, you know, committee meetings.
Well, okay, so they're actually, no wonder, they probably are building a base at those meetings.
Hopefully, yeah.
Well,
I mean,
I don't know, because I think some of that Trisha Jackson, she's the one that hung up with the Oath Keepers.
Oh, good Lord.
Yeah. it's a cesspool, man.
Mm-hmm.
And then you got this, you're right, this guy Stoliper who looked like a fool.
Yeah.
But
has complete dictatorship over. I mean,
but keep in mind what the other side is. Look who voted with him each time. Tab and
I know.
And the new guy, right? Okay.
Exactly.
Against the other two that were there. Okay. And Tab is really actually the liberal. Okay. I mean, compared to the others. And, I don't know what the new guy represents. He sounds like he's in some kind of business, but whatever. But anyway, so I think they look like a dictatorship, but I think the alternative would be the Trumpers run the whole thing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So I think it's a great opportunity, you know, for... a different kind of campaign.
Sure.
Think about this, because it's because you got people, none of whom can govern.
oh yeah. I mean, Trisha Jackson and Tab, they clearly understand the process and the protocol better than anybody sitting up there. I mean, they understand how a commission works.
Right. Well, they've been there a little longer.
Yeah. And then,
I thought that was Krause, not Trisha Jackson there last night.
Well, Trisha Jackson was on our left.
Oh, that was her and the other one.
Yeah.
On
and
the,
then Krause was the one who was losing
on the right.
Her voice.
Okay. All right. Who was missing? Somebody was missing. There was a chair there.
I don't know who was missing. You know, we should do a spotlight. Meet your commissioner.
Looking. Yeah. Okay. So in that case, it was. Oh, all right. So it's 3-2. The two Trumpers and the three other three, who are probably don't agree on anything other than they don't like the Trumpers.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, it's clearly
and the Trumpers are the women. it just gets better and better. Oh,
I don't even understand who is what. I mean,
well, I'm just going by the reports earlier that Trisha Jackson and Krause were both, you know, heavily involved in. in the demonstrations that came out over the Oath Keeper Association of Trista Jackson. It was a whole bunch of people went down there and made a lot of noise about it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, but
yeah, I think they all are a little bit right leaning.
Yeah, they are. There's no progressive voice there at all. I mean, no. Jane Tabb is a lifelong Republican and a liberal one, more or less, but she's the only one.
Yeah, she has some common sense.
You know, and she's the only one that has more than 3 or 4 years experience on the board, on the commission. I don't think. Mm-hmm.
She's been really involved in a lot over her, time here in Jefferson. Like you said, she's lifelong Jefferson County.
Yeah, and her. So I see that her cousin or brother, I can't remember, David Tabb.
David Tabb.
Yeah, right. Mm-hmm.
I liked him.
he's been a thorn in the ass of the county commission ever since I've been here. I mean, he's filed lawsuits against them. He's unbelievable.
Good.
Well, yeah. he
believes in his citizen rights. I like that.
And of course, Danny's the Mountain Party representative.
Mm-hmm.
Danny Lutz. Oh boy. Anyway, poor Danny.
Well, everybody, everybody deserves the voice. That's what we're supposed to be about.
Yeah, I'd like us to, if you had could get a plan to run that would redirect some wealth in the state, or at least being produced by the state.
Well, I think we should go to a few more meetings, get those under our belt, yeah. And then we should put out a little statement. And invite each of them equally with the same statement
saying that we do
a podcast and we are doing a segment called Meet Your County Commissioners.
Oh, I like that, Karen.
Girl, and we would like to interview each one of them so that the residents in the county get to know them.
As soon as we can figure out what to ask them.
Yeah, I really think
we should figure that out.
And we'll treat them all equally. We'll ask the same set of questions.
Right, right.
I think we should come up with something and invite each of them and see if any one of them will bite.
How do you feel about starting out with trying to get either Lynn or Dale?
A former commissioner. Yeah, let's do that first.
I
would like to. I would like to ask somebody who has been on the commission.
Yeah,
I'd like to educate myself a little bit more before we would actually invite each commissioner.
Right, because right now I wouldn't know what to ask. I said, how do you feel about your cat?
Right.
You know. Anyway.
Why can't you look at people when they speak?
I'm blind. I'm just like Casey. I got macular degeneration. I can't see across the room that well. You know, so. Anyway, I was talking to you about, it's a little off topic, but dates in April, you were going to check when you were.
I will get back to you on that. I'm waiting to hear back from one of my Delaware people. I don't think I have. I think I should be fine, but we'll talk about that.
All right.
I'll get back with you on that. And speaking of that, I have two doggies waiting for me.
Well, and we have a doggie here, too, that waiting for me to take her out. Okay, so anyway.
Yeah.
All right, everybody. Well, I hope you've enjoyed the Winners and Losers radio program today. We've been reliving our, entertaining and intriguing experiences at the county commission meeting yesterday, and a theme to which we plan on returning. Anyway, we will try to get back with Ray as soon as he gets over whatever has infested his home.
And I wanted to tell you, next weekend Joe Gray will be visiting. He is coming into town for Lucia's event kickoff.
Which is what day? What day is Lucia's kickoff?
Saturday the 13th. It
Saturday
is
the
open to the
13th.
public. You can find it on her Facebook page,
Okay.
Lucia Valentine for WV.org. I think is it just look up Lucia
I
Valentine
did.
for WV. Yeah.
I think I saw it already, so I just
And then
run over
so
there.
he will be coming into town on Thursday. So
Well,
he
maybe
and
we can have
I,
him on. Let's have him on the
yeah, Joe
program. Oh,
Joe Gray
yeah.
is a former fellow DJ
Broadcaster
on
on this
Shepherd
program.
University Radio.
That's right.
And he and I still have, even though he lives in Nashville, we still have very spirited conversations about politics. So
Oh, okay.
I told him I would let you know that he was going to be in
No,
town, and he's going
absolutely.
to,
Love to talk to him again. Absolutely.
Okay,
Absolutely.
well,
All
good.
right.
We'll have him on and get his take on things. And he has some interesting experiences that he goes through in rural Tennessee where he
So
lives.
he'll be here next Friday. You're in town,
He will be
right? All
joining
right.
us next Friday.
Okay, so should we have both him and Ray on?
If Ray wants
Why
to
not?
join in, sure.
Yeah, Ray, I mean, why not? It would be
You
more of a
know,
round robin.
Joe was just reliving, we were talking the other night, and he was just reliving his time with the Occupy movement and
That's
just
right. Yeah.
yeah, so he would love to come on and just, but it'd be great to have Ray too. We can all catch up.
We can catch up. All right. Okay, everybody, take care of each other. It's late, but everything comes next. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.